Hello and welcome to Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Wow, it has been a minute since I last did a podcast. I know it's been about a week and a half. I do apologize. I have just been super duper slammed my 9-to-5, and it's just been a rough couple of weeks, and I have just not had the chance to sit down and record a podcast for you guys, but I did not want to go too long without recording one. I know it's been a couple of weeks. I kind of slacked off the last 2 weeks. I do apologize, but I am back and recording another podcast today. We are going to do episode 5 of the Big Fat Geeky News. Love that. Big Fat Geeky News this week. We have a ton of stuff to cover in the world of geek, so let's get into it. But first, gotta take care of a little business. Thank you guys for supporting my podcast. For those of you who are following me on Twitter, I've jumped up. About 2 weeks ago, I was about at 98 followers, and now I'm at over 260 followers. So thank you. If you do listen to my podcast, I really appreciate you following me on Twitter. That's probably where I've been most active the last 2 weeks. I haven't recorded a lot of YouTube videos either, but I want to thank you guys for downloading the podcast today. For those of you who already support the podcast with a monthly subscription, thank you so much. It really helps me out when you subscribe or when you support the podcast. For only 99 cents a month, you could help me support the podcast. If you like what I talk about, if you like all the topics I cover, or if you just like hearing my sexy voice, please donate. Help me make this podcast more readily available. Help me get better equipment. Help me keep bringing you fantastic content. I'm gonna continue to try to put out a podcast a week, and then maybe one or two YouTube videos a week. That's my goal. I just got a lot going on in the world. The last couple weeks has been slam busy, but I promise I will not do that again for you guys. I'm going to do another podcast later this week where I'm going to be reviewing. I'm actually going to do a review podcast this time instead of a Big Fat Geeky News. I'm going to be reviewing the second season of Iron Fist, and that is coming up later this week. So once again, if you could support the podcast, 99 cents a month. The link is in whatever podcast app you listen to this on, whether it's on Anchor.fm or iTunes or Google Podcasts. In the link in the description of the video is a link that'll take you to Anchor.fm. /Fat Geeky Reviews, and it will and then you're able to support the podcast that way. So appreciate any help you guys can give me. Of course, it's not a requirement. I'm not making it like a Patreon thing. I want to do this. I want it out there. I want it to be free for everyone to listen to. However, a little help goes a long way, and just anything you can donate, 99 cents a month, if you give up one cup of coffee a month, that would really help me out. So now that the business is taken care of, let's get back to the fun. Happy Batman Day, everybody. It is September 15th as I record this podcast that will drop today. It is Batman Day. It is Christmas for all geek lovers today. Let's start out by talking about Batman Day. What is happening on Batman Day? Well, the DC Universe app is out, and it is live, and it is awesome. It is the coolest app. There are a little couple of bugs. I'll tell you all about it today, but we're also going to talk about what is going on with Superman in the DCEU. Henry Cavill, is he playing Superman? Is he not? There's a couple rumors going about that. There's we're starting to see some TV hype around Titans. They released a little snippet of what's going on in Titans, and much more going on today. So we'll just go ahead and dive right into the good stuff. So Happy Batman Day again, everybody. It is September 15th, and today is the day that the DC Universe app, the long-awaited DC streaming service that we heard about last year, is finally out, and it is live. Guys, I have been playing with this app all day. They do still have some bugs to work out. I was able to get logged into it. I was able to subscribe. My pre-subscription to it has worked, and I am able to get into the app. However, I was reading some comments that some people were having trouble with the app. I have it on my iPhone, and it is beautiful. I was watching before I started recording this podcast. So I'll tell you about the very first thing I watched, and this is going to be really embarrassing, but I was scrolling through all the content that they have on there. I was scrolling through like all the TV shows and the movies and the animated series and the comic books, and the very first thing I downloaded, the very, very first thing, I'm so embarrassed. There's so much on there that you could download and enjoy, including The Dark Knight, guys. They put The Dark Knight movie on this app for you to stream today on Batman Day. But the very first thing I downloaded was... as I was scrolling through the animated series, I saw Legion of Superheroes, a cartoon from the mid-2000s, and I watched the first episode of Legion of Superheroes, and I was geeking out. And I was like, oh man, there's Lightning Lad, and there's all Bouncing Boy, Saturn Girl. Oh, they recruited Clark Kent from the past in the 21st century to come help them in the 31st century, and that's so embarrassing. There's so much other good content on there, and the first thing I downloaded to watch, the first thing I streamed to watch on my phone, because part of the bug issues that I have with the DC Universe app is that I can't get it to stream to my Apple TV. I can't get it to mirror to my TV. So right now I'm just kind of watching everything on my phone. I haven't tried it on my laptop yet. But that's kind of the first thing I downloaded was Legion of Superheroes, the cartoon from the mid-2000s. Like, there's so many other good things on there I couldn't pick, so I picked the one I missed the most, I guess. Like, well, I've seen Teen Titans recently. I've seen Young Justice recently. You know, I'm just so excited for everything on there. I just couldn't pick, so I just picked something that I haven't seen in a long, 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 long time, and it was Legion of Superheroes, and I was having a blast watching it. And then after that, I watched the pilot episode to Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. What a great show. How that show only lasted 4 seasons is beyond me. You know, that I watched that pilot, and man, what a great written pilot that was for an origin, a Superman origin story. It was fantastic. I don't know how that show only lasted 4 seasons. To me, it should have lasted 10, like Smallville. But there's so much other good stuff, guys, on the DC Universe app. There's, you know, you got Wonder Woman 77. You have Batman Beyond, Justice League. You got Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series. You got Super Friends is on there from the 70s. You got... what else you got? You got... Oh, man, I can't even think of everything that's on there right now. And then I also downloaded a couple of comics. I downloaded a Doom Patrol comic. I'm gonna catch myself up on Doom Patrol. I'm going to read the whole Doom Patrol line. They got it all on there. And then for giggles, I downloaded Action Comics number 1. Why not? Origin of Superman. What a fantastic story. And then I was scrolling through the other comics. They got one of my favorite Batman comics on there. Death in the Family is on there. And I'm going to download that. I'm going to read that later today. It's just going to be man, I'm having such a great weekend with this app dropping, and I'm killing my phone battery because that's all I'm watching it on. It is a fantastic app, and I'm so happy. I can't wait for the original stories to come out. I can't wait for Titans and Swamp Thing and the Harley Quinn cartoon and the third season of Young Justice and Stargirl. I mean, you name it, and I can't wait for it. It's going to be amazing. And, I'm just having so much fun with the app. It is Batman Day. I did download it last night. It was available a day early for kind of pre-subscribers, I think. But I downloaded it yesterday, and it's just for the last 12 hours, I have just been ecstatic. So, not even 12 hours, probably the last 18 hours. I've just been really, really playing with the app, and man, it's so great. So if you guys get a chance, if you didn't get a chance to pre-order, it's only $7.99 a month. You know, I'm probably going to even get rid of, I already got rid of Amazon Prime Video because there's nothing good on there, just for this app, $7.99 a month, and I'm not getting paid by DC to promote it. It's just a great app. I promote it. I want to see more people download it. If you are a fan of comic books, you have the DC Universe app on your phone, tablet, or wherever you can get it, because it is awesome. So what else is going on in the big world of news? How about the biggest news of the week? My Twitter was blowing up a couple of days ago with the announcement that WB Studios, Warner Brothers, has decided to move on from Henry Cavill as Superman. There is nothing in the works right now for Superman at Warner Brothers. They're not planning a Man of Steel 2 movie, which I'm a little disappointed of. I think Zack Snyder is completely done with Warner Brothers. So they're not really planning on moving forward with that. So Warner Brothers on the plate right now, as far as I'm recording this podcast, what they have on the plate right now is, of course, Aquaman is coming out. We have Wonder Woman 1984, I think, is the next one. Birds of Prey, with Harley Quinn and Huntress and Cassandra Cain and Black Canary, I think that's on their slate. And then of course announced was a Supergirl movie, that they want to make a movie of Supergirl. And, you know, that takes up the kind of the next 2 years of movies for the DCEU. And there's nothing in the pipeline. So before we would even get another Superman movie with Henry Cavill, it wouldn't be till 2021 when they would get that movie out, because they're so focused on the other movies right now that that's not even in their future. So it makes sense that they just want to announce it to get it out. Although I never saw an official report from Warner Brothers. It was just kind of all over the news. Every kind of news thing that surrounds our world was reporting it. And then on Henry Cavill's Instagram, if you guys haven't seen Henry Cavill's Instagram account, he made this strange little video where he was wearing like a Krypton Strong shirt, and he lifted up a box of an action figure of himself as Superman, and there's some noise music playing in the background, and he kind of lowered that, and it was really ominous. Like, a lot of people were like, what does that mean? Is he still Superman? Is he not Superman? Is he, you know, what's going on? So it hasn't been confirmed or denied by Henry Cavill yet. Although there is another little rumor out there that Warner Brothers wants to change things up a bit with Superman. There was a rumor going around that Michael B. Jordan was being eyeballed as the next Superman. Listen, Let me give you my opinion on this. It's okay with me. Okay, first of all, I am perfectly okay if that's the direction they choose to go. Like I said, as long and you will always hear me say this, as long as this story is good, I could care less about race, religion, or anything else that's different about a character. However, granted that Superman is generally a character that hasn't changed in the slightest since 1939. So for 80 years, this character hasn't really changed. So I don't know what their thought process behind it is. Rather, they just want to be a socially responsible company. I'm sure with every Superman movie that comes out, there's probably some sort of group out there saying, why isn't he black, or why isn't he Chinese, or why isn't he Japanese, or whatever. Now listen, Superman is Superman. Superman is Superman. I'm just going to leave it at that. Listen, I will eat if they decide to go that route eventually. It's not going to stop me from watching the movie. It's not. And if something bothers you that much that you're willing to give up the stuff that you've loved since you were a little kid completely, then you're basically like the biggest hypocrite ever, because you're going to eventually get back into it. Nobody ever gives up something forever all the time. There's always a relapse. There's always going to be some sort of relapse. So don't say that, oh, if Henry Cavill's no longer Superman, I quit watching DC forever. You're such a liar. Don't even put that out in the universe, because you're such a liar. I will watch anything that they put out related to superheroes. I don't care what the situation is. But if they do decide to cast Michael B. Jordan as Superman, I will support it like I've supported every other decision they've made. Like making Wonder Woman, they casted an Israeli female instead of an American-looking female. Perfectly okay with me. Just like they casted a like Samoan Islander type of person to play Aquaman instead of a blonde guy. Makes more sense that way. To me, anyway. Just like they've I guess I could keep going on, but you know, it is always going to be a controversial casting. People are always going to have their opinion, and you know what, people are just going to have to get over it. So I hope Henry Cavill's not done. I do enjoy watching him as Superman. I think he plays a great Superman. Although, I do think the Snyder universe is kind of done. So, I'm thinking, and I know they're trying to do a Flash movie too, with Ezra Miller. But I think after Wonder Woman 1984 and Aquaman, I think it's kind of done. I think you need to kind of move on from your original plan and just kind of start over. I mean, take a few years. Don't, you know, I know they're under all this pressure to kind of try to keep up with what Marvel's doing, but Marvel's going to start dwindling down here soon. I mean, you have the Captain Marvel movie coming out in 2019. And if you guys haven't seen my YouTube video on the Captain Marvel released pictures, go check out my YouTube channel, Fat Geeky Reviews, and check that out, because it is amazing pictures, and I made a pretty good video about it. And so you got Captain Marvel coming out, you know, you got the next Avengers movie. Guardians of the Galaxy is up in the air. And we don't know what's really happening after that. We know that they might try to make another Black Panther movie. We, of course, got the second Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Far From Home. So, I mean, are they going to keep going after, you know, what? And I guess it all would depend on what happens in Avengers 4. Obviously, Iron Man's going to be kind of done. You know, for all we know, the Avengers in the future could be Spider-Man, Rocket, Groot, or Spider-Man, Rocket, Ant-Man, like the new Avengers. Bring Wolverine back, Marvel. So, but that'd be cool. But we know that Titans is coming out October 12th, and over the weekend, over the last couple days, they released a picture of two Robins standing next to each other, and we know that other Robin is Jason Todd. And I cannot wait for this show, just to see what they do with the Jason Todd, Dick Grayson connection. Obviously, we all know as geeks what Jason Todd's future is, but I really like to see what kind of story they tell. I think it's gonna be great. I think it's gonna be a good story. We know that the second episode is Hawk and Dove, so we'll get to see Hawk and Dove a little bit. So I'm just excited about the what's coming up for Titans. I know they're trying to trickle releases down little bit by little bit. So wow, there's just so much going on in it's just such a great time. We have we're about a month away from the Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow returning. Iron Fist season 2 is out now. We know Daredevil's gonna come out soon. Just so much content being released. It's so great. But like I said earlier in the podcast, I am gonna be doing a review podcast on the second season of Iron Fist. I'm still kind of trying to work my way through it. It's an interesting show, but I am still trying to work through it. So that'll probably be next weekend's podcast. Will be the Iron Fist season 2 review. Planning on making a couple more YouTube videos this week. I'm gonna try to anyway, just to kind of keep the content alive out there. So if there's anything that you would like for me to talk about, please leave me a comment in the podcast so I can check it out, and then maybe talk about stuff that you guys want me to talk about. So basically that's it for this week's podcast for the Big Fat Geeky News. Please don't forget to give me 5 stars on iTunes, or however anything else is rated in the podcast world. But if you're on iTunes, hit subscribe so it goes to the device of your choice every time I drop a new podcast. Don't forget to support my podcast by going to anchor.fm/fatgeekyreviews. And then, of course, go ahead and leave a comment, leave 5 stars, like, share, and subscribe. Everything that I do helps me out a ton. That is it for this week, Big Fat Geeky News, Episode 5. My name is Brendan for Fat Geeky Reviews. That's it for the geek.